Hello, my name is Christopher Allen. I have the great privilege of being one of the approximately 5 engineers who work on Blockly at Google. We are part of engineering education, and in particular, we're the kids coding team. I'm based in London. I have colleagues primarily in the US, but also one in Zurich. So this talk, I'm going to be talking a little bit about what Blockly is and what it's used for. I'm guessing a number of you are probably familiar with Blockly. Who has heard of Blockly before? Who has played with something containing Blockly before? Anybody written something using Blockly as a component of the thing? Okay. Yeah, a good mix of those. Great. So there'll be a little introduction for the people who don't know what Blockly is. We're also going to talk about how to put Blockly into your app. So I shall do a little demonstration of what it looks like to build an app using Blockly. I'm going to talk a little bit about the architecture and internals of Blockly, just a very high-level overview, but kind of some of the structure of the code and some of the major pieces of how it works under the covers. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about some of the things we have learned in the last, well, actually now more than a decade, I think nearly 13, 14 years that the team has been working on Blockly. I have fortunately had the great privilege of learning most of it secondhand, as I've only been on the team for about 2.5 years. It's much better to learn from other people's mistakes. And finally, hopefully we'll have some time for Q&A at the end. So what is Blockly? Blockly is an open-source, client-side library for creating block-based visual programming languages. That's a lot of words. So first of all, I assume if you're here at FOSDEM that you probably know what open-source is. By client-side, what we mean is JavaScript. In fact, in these days, the actual code base is written in TypeScript, but it compiles to JavaScript, it runs in the web browser. And block-based visual programming languages just mean we're going to write software, but our source code is going to look like a bunch of puzzle pieces connected together. So here is a picture of a Blockly workspace with a little program that consists of a function that computes Fibonacci numbers on the right and a piece of code on the left, which will call that to compute the first 5 Fibonacci numbers and print them out neatly formatted. Now, let's have a look at that in action. We can have a look at this very program here. You can see with Blockly that we obviously have these various blocks, and I can pick them up and move them around. I can edit the text if I want to change. And then over here, we can compile this code to any of 5 different programming languages. We support JavaScript, Python, PHP, Lua, and Dart. Now, this is a little playground for Blockly. You'll note that one of the things that it does not do is run the code. Blockly is the editor, and I guess you could say the compiler, but it is not the runtime. It is not the app that uses Blockly. So let's have a look at an app that uses Blockly. This is Blockly Games. The website is blockly.games, and it consists of a series of puzzles. This is a maze. The first level of the maze is very easy. I just need to move forward twice. And I have succeeded in solving the maze. It shows me the JavaScript code that was generated.